across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Tim and Liz.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It is just gone 11:30 on this Tuesday morning, and we're going to be talking to our guest in just a second's time, because think of this time of the year. Think about daffodils.
And you automatically think of Marie Curie, don't you?
You do, because their colours are yellow, shaped like a daffodil. And they're starting their daffodil campaign in February, and it runs throughout March as well. And we're going to hopefully be joined on the other end of the line, possibly even now, by Peter Serra from Marie Curie. Are you there, Peter?
I am indeed. How are you?
Hello. Good morning.
Hi.
Thanks for chatting to us. How are you today?
Yeah, very good. Very good.
Good, you? Good. I'm well, thank you. Thanks for getting in touch with us. You reached out a little while ago to let us know, to remind us about Marie Curie. You're the community fundraiser for Cambridgeshire and Bedfordshire, is that right?
I am indeed.
For anybody who's been living on another planet and doesn't know what Marie Curie does, just give us a brief history of Marie Curie and what it is that you do as a charity.
Okay, so Marie Curie is a charity that cares for people and their families who have a terminal illness. Now, it's not just cancer. A lot of people think it is. Cancer is obviously one of the main terminal illnesses.
Yeah.
But we also care for people with motor neuron disease, dementia, COPD. So all different, any terminal illness, which is basically the moment you get a diagnosis of the word terminal, that is when Marie Curie can step in if your GP refers you across.
Okay. And it's a charity, well-established charity?
Well, very well-established. So we've been running for 70 years, Marie Curie herself set us up when she was alive.
Okay.
Wow.
So you're based in, are you based in Northampton?
I am, yes. We have an office in Northampton. Obviously it makes more sense not to have offices all across the UK.
Yeah.
So we have kind of offices in certain areas, but my area that I cover is Cambridge and Bedfordshire, so I'm regularly in Cambridge itself, but also kind of Cambridge as a whole. My main job is to organise all of our collections that we have. So when we're standing in supermarkets or on the street collecting with our bucket collections with our amazing volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of the main appeal which we have, which I think is what we are most known for, is our daffodil appeal.
Yep.
And that runs basically 1st of February to the end of April. And we raise an amazing about £35,000 just in Cambridge and Bedfordshire.
Gosh.
In that small kind of 3-month window, really, which is absolutely
by having the buckets in prominent places.
Yeah. So, for example, Cambridge Waitrose, the city centre. We take over the whole city centre with 40 volunteers over the whole day.
Wow.
Just spread across the whole city centre and the Lion Yard, and also Scottsdale's in Great Shelford. We just have people standing there normally giving up 2 hours of their time and raising. One of my colleagues said something to me actually recently, which I thought was a really interesting comment, which was a lot of people stand for 2 hours and give more money than they would probably be able to give themselves. In terms of not everyone has £80 to just give to charity, but standing there for 2 hours, on average, people do raise around that sort of amount. So it's an amazing way to give to charity, to give your time as well, really.
Yeah, and it's such a simple yet very effective method of fundraising, isn't it?
It is definitely. And, you know, it's... we've been doing the daffodil appeal for a very long time, and every year it kind of goes from strength to strength. And you know, this year we were hoping to do more than we did last year. But I always just get amazed by the people of Cambridgeshire at just how much they do give every time. You know, you always think, people are going to get what we call charity fatigue.
Yeah.
But actually, people have always been really, really generous in Cambridgeshire. You know, they've always, always supported us, always kind of worn their daffodil kind of badges on their on their tops and, you know, very much kind of behind the appeal, which is amazing.
This might be a silly question, but why daffodil? What's the relevance?
Good question. So, originally, I'm going to get my dates wrong now, but in Scotland, about 50 years ago, they used live daffodils. It was started off just in Scotland that they were giving out live daffodils for people to wear, again, on their kind of lapels. Mm. As we've now made that national, live daffodils are not the most easy thing to probably give out to people. So then it became part of our emblem on our logo. Mm. We now use them across the UK and kind of are synonymous for them. Really.
And of course, daffodil, you know, it's spring, it's new life, it's fitting.
And, it's not a coincidence that our daffodil appeal is in spring. Mm. It's when they all come out. And actually, you know, just as an example, there is a business in Cambridge that have planted 400 daffodils in... I'm not very good at my gardening, so in September time, I would say. And they are all hopefully going to bloom in around about March. And each member of staff has paid, I think, £5 to basically buy one of those daffodils. And
That's
just another way that people raise money.
That's a nice idea.
Which I think is an amazing way.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That is a nice idea. I presume there are other people that do your job around the country for Marie Curie.
Yeah, there's 81 of us.
Wow.
In the UK, okay. In different counties.
Are you competitive at all, or are you encouraged to be competitive in terms of your area that you cover, how much money they raise?
Exactly. It's hard to be competitive because it's charity, and whatever everyone gives is amazing. But I wouldn't say that kind of. Yes, we are competitive. Let's put it that way.
So if someone...
Go on.
No, carry on, Peter, sorry.
If we are going to be competitive, Cambridge City Centre brings in some cases, £1,800 just on one Saturday in March, which is the second highest street collection we have in the UK.
Right.
So I am just amazed by the people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's the best? Who's first? Who do we need to beat?
Oxford Street.
Well, no, it's actually Bank train station, tube station.
Okay.
Very well, because that is basically where everybody from Canary Wharf gets on and off the train. There's quite a lot of money in Canary Wharf, I've
nice.
Been told.
Yeah. You don't surprise me with Cambridge. I did a fundraising thing for Oxfam last year in Cambridge on a sunny day, and we raised £800, and we weren't even out for 6 hours. You know, it's crazy how generous people can be, and particularly, you know, there isn't an awful lot of money floating around. The people haven't got that much to give, but they always find something, even if it's only a small amount.
And I think that's really true. And actually, you know, it's sometimes I always think that actually the places that you expect to do well because there's a lot of money is not always the case. Mm. You know, we actually do really, really well in places that are maybe not as affluent.
Yeah.
Because actually people don't always need to give, you know, £5, £10. It's amazing how just, you know, there's a couple of pence or a couple of pounds that you put in a tin all builds up to, you know, an amazing amount. So, you know, even if you've given in the past a couple of pence to charity, it really, really does make a difference.
Mm. So. That's good to hear. And remind us again what the charity offers. So if you're diagnosed with a terminal illness, then they can come to you and you offer care,
respite?
Yeah,
so we've actually got a real mixture. And again, you know, like people think we're just a cancer charity, we actually have a lot of other services we offer. So we have our information support line, which is a telephone line that people across Cambridge and Bedfordshire can call. And that is a free phone number. I'll give you that now. That's 0800 090 2309. And that is if you want any advice, any support on terminal illness, whether you're a patient, whether you're a family member. We actually have GPs sometimes call up just asking for kind of specialist advice. Mm. So if you're going through anything, whether you've got a Marie Curie nurse or not, you know, it's a brilliant line that will just, the people on the end of the phone, we also have a trained nurse on the end of the phone as well. who can give advice if needed. And also kind of more locally, really. We actually have a lot of research grants that we give to individuals to kind of research into terminal illness and trying to help help fight terminal illness and help improve the way families live their lives with terminal illness.
That's interesting.
And that's happening at Cambridge University at the moment. So they've got £1 million grant at the moment.
Wow.
Into COPD, and they're currently, they're not trying to find a diagnosis for COPD. They're actually trying to help people with COPD have a better way of life. And it's not, we always say it's when you're living with a terminal illness, because I think people, some people think, well, when you've got that terminal illness diagnosis, that's it, there's no point. Well, actually, no, you know, it's so important to have a good end of life.
Yeah.
You know, everyone has a birthing plan, and we've just had a new CEO who says there is no reason why people shouldn't have almost a death plan, basically a plan that actually says, this is how if I had the best way I could die, this is how I would like it to be.
Mm.
And I think that's really important, really important.
Yeah, I agree, definitely. Mm. Are you looking for volunteers for Cambridge as well?
I am indeed, yeah. So if we've got collections across Cambridge throughout the Daffodil Appeal. So if you would like to book on, you can obviously give me a call, which is the Northampton number, which is 01604 258 761, or if you're internet savvy, you can actually book online, which is mariecurie.org.uk/daffodil.
Okay. Do you have a specific date for Cambridge City that you're looking for people?
Yes. Yeah, so Cambridge City Centre is the 7th of March,
okay.
Which is a Saturday. And, you know, we've got 40 slots to fill, so we're always looking for people. But we've also got collections across Cambridgeshire. We've got Camborne Morrisons.
Okay.
Cambridge Waitrose. And also, unfortunately, this one does get booked up very quickly. Cambridge United Football Club has already been all booked up, because people love to go,
yes,
do a little bit of collecting and get to watch a little football match.
Yeah,
at the same time.
Definitely. So, okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, thank you for reaching out and getting in touch and letting us know that you're there. And I didn't realise there was a specific fundraiser for Cambridgeshire for a national charity like Marie Curie. So it's nice to speak to someone more on a local level and hear what you're doing. And keep us posted with, maybe we'll get you on again after the campaign's finished. You can let us know how much we raised and whether Cambridge managed to get to number one this year.
Yeah, definitely. Well, no, thank you very much for having me on.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
Lovely talking to you, Peter.
We'll put the podcast of this on our website so people can listen back to it, and you'll be able to get the details from that as well, the phone numbers and the website address that Peter just gave. Thanks, Peter.
Absolutely brilliant.
Cheers.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. This is Cambridge 105 Radio.